Back home again now, and a group of medical practitioners is calling on a Queensland university to reconsider its new chiropractic course, warning that it could end up harming patients. In a letter to the University of Central Queensland, the doctors accuse the academics of engaging in non-scientific teaching based on pseudo-disciplines. But the university is reacting equally forcefully by calling the attack part of a turf war by the medical profession against chiropractors. Michael Atkin has the story.
Medical reformer John Dwyer was so concerned about the new chiropractic course, he gathered a group of leading medical professionals to plead with the university to reconsider its plans. The scathing letter, which is signed by the likes of cancer researcher Ian Fraser and AMA President Steve Hambleton, condemns the university for allowing the teaching of what they describe as pseudo-disciplines which ignore evidence and could harm patients. Steve Hambleton.
This course puts pseudoscience next to science. It actually uses the imprimatur of a university to actually add something to this area of subluxation theory, which really isn't supported by evidence, which claims that there's innate intelligence which controls all normal body functions, and there's guiding energy. And some of those people are actually treating children for all sorts of things, including bedwetting, asthma, attention deficit disorder. It's very disturbing.
Do you believe this could actually result in patients being harmed?
Well, there's no doubt that patients will be harmed if they don't get access to the best evidence and the best evidence-based therapy, and this is a way of diverting them away from that.
Central Queensland University will start offering bachelor and master's courses in chiropractic science from March next year. The university argues with up to 35 places a year, it will help address the chronic shortage of medical professionals in regional areas. Professor Philip Ebrill is running the course. He says the university's critics are basing their argument on ignorance.
My reaction is, where is their evidence? They've not talked to people of the university. Subluxation theory will be taught because it is an emerging theory that's developing an amazing amount of evidence at new levels in support of some of its underlying principles. But I'm also the first person to say that we still do not understand that fully enough.
What exactly will be the scope of the teaching for the subluxation theory, and what will that mean in terms of how chiropractors practice it?
We don't deal with conditions. We deal about optimising health and wellness. By having the body operate at its optimum, an individual can express their full ability to be able to respond to a whole range of challenges that life may throw at them, including things like obesity, lack of exercise and lifestyle diseases.
Professor Philip Ebrill says the medical professionals are engaged in a turf war against chiropractors.
Medicine is not faring at its best at the moment. It always seems that when one discipline is really under the pump, the way that it deflects a lot of the negative press is by attacking another discipline, in this case medicine against chiropractic. You know, quite frankly, it's time we grew out of these sort of childish behaviours.
AMA President Steve Hambleton rejects the claim of a turf war against chiropractors.
It's interesting that we have a number of chiropractors who actually support evidence-based chiropractic therapy, and we'd like to see them supported, and we'd like to see evidence-based care for every patient in the country, whether it be through chiropractors, through physios, through occupational therapists, or through medical practitioners. So this is about the outcomes for the patient.
Central Queensland University say they are glad the letter has given them the chance to justify the chiropractic course. Professor Philip Ebrill denies it has been a PR disaster before a single lecture is held.
I think it's wonderful. I think it is absolutely fantastic that people know what the university is doing, that the university is open and honest and is presenting what it's doing with integrity.
It's hardly a PR victory for the university, though.
I don't think the university is about PR, although perhaps from your perspective as a journalist, you may see that differently. But the university is about really fulfilling the needs as it sees it of a community from an educational perspective.
That's Professor Philip Ebrill from the University of Central Queensland speaking to Michael Atkin.